more, nothing less, and that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Call me today to schedule a super check and see how I make it simple to protect your family, cars, home, and future.
Call Perry Ott of Farm Bureau Financial Services at 620-342-1313.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
Hi, this is Lindsay Bartlett of Waverly Insurance Agency in downtown Waverly. We are a locally owned, independent insurance agency serving customers in eastern Kansas for over 50 years. As an independent agency, we offer insurance from several different companies, providing the best coverage for our clients at the best price. Rhonda Kirk and I want to earn your business. For personal attention and great customer service, contact Waverly Insurance Agency, where small town values mean more than just a commission. Proud to support the Waverly Bulldogs.
Qualifications, rules, and limitations apply. Rates, rewards, and restrictions may vary by account. Contact institution for details.
Tickets, popcorn, and sodas. That'll be $35. Cash or debit?
Debit! I mean, I'd like to use my debit card, please. Can I do it?
Okay.
All right! Swiping now!
What if paying with your debit card was always this exciting? Kasasa Cash Back is a free checking account that pays you for everyday debit card purchases every month you qualify. Plus, with ATM withdrawal fee refunds nationwide, that's a lot of extra cash to spend on whatever you like.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Deeker alongside Chuck Samples. Third place boys game just about ready to get underway. It's the Lebo Wolves taking on the Burlingame Bearcats. Lebo losing to Madison yesterday evening, 60-42, to push them to this third place game. Burlingame losing to Opie, 67-36. Get into the starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office System, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. First things first for the Lebo Wolves. Visitors this evening, even though they are the two seed of in the bracket, and they look like this. It'll be junior Landon Grimmett, junior Luke Davies, senior Kyle Reese, sophomore Grayson Shoemaker, and freshman Zach Oswald. Now for the Burlingame Bearcats, 5'9 freshman Dane Winters, 5'10 senior Chris Hovestat, 6' junior Colby Middleton, 6' junior Matthew Heckman, and the 6'8 senior Trevor Quaney. Once again, those starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. Well, Chuck, the first time these two matched up, 40-38 victory for Lebo. They battled back. They were down by 11 at halftime. We should be in for a really good game here for this third place game.
Absolutely, and I think there's a couple of things that stand out right off the bat. First off, for Burlingame, you've got the size underneath. You have Trevor Quaney. We saw him go out for 35 earlier in the tournament, and you know he's going to be the focus. So for Burlingame, it's going to be, can your supporting cast fill in, you know, offensively? Can you wind up giving Quaney some space by hitting some of those mid-range and outside jump shots? Lebo, on the flip side, they're going to have to figure out, okay, do you pack things in underneath and dare the Burlingame supporting cast to make plays and make things happen? Lebo, on the other hand, Landon Grimmett still got that wrap on his right arm, and it certainly affected him in the game yesterday against Madison. So who's going to step up? Is it going to wind up being somebody like a Kyle Reese? Is it going to be somebody like Luke Davies, who played very well in the loss against Madison yesterday evening? So there are several different storylines here, in addition to the fact that Lebo was able to come from behind, which, you know, you get into a situation at certain points in time, you know, a high school game, it gets pretty difficult to come behind without that shot clock. what else is going to come up here in this game, and who's going to wind up claiming that third-place spot here and getting into the back half of the year.
Lebo in their road red uniforms, a white Wolves across the chest, black numbers with a white trim. Burlingame in their home whites with a purple Bearcat across the chest, purple numbers. It'll be Grimmett versus Quaney on the tip. Quaney, surprise, surprise, wins the tip. Yep. Into the hands of Middleton, now right wing to Heckman. Heckman will look inside against a man-to-man defense. Quaney out the right elbow. We'll get a ball screen for Middleton. Pick and roll, nothing there. Quaney decides to shoot, and he knocks it down from 15 feet. As Chuck alluded to, 35 points in that opening round victory against Waverly, but kind of held in check last night with only 15 against Opie. Reese at the foul line on the opposite end. It is short. Knocked out of bounds by Zach Oswald, and will go back to Burlingame. Full court pressure applied by the Bearcats into Dane Winters. Winters will be picked up in a full court pressure by Landon Grimmett.
Pretty stout man defense here, at least early by Lebo.
Three in the corner by Dane Winters for a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Group three. 5-0 advantage for the Bearcats, 7-10 to play in the first quarter. Grimmett, top of the key, lob inside to the freshman Oswald. He'd be double-teamed, and Quaney blocks it, taking it away. Quaney streaking down the other way at midcourt. Picking up his dribble on the wing, skipping it right side to Hovestad. Hovestad into the corner of the Heckman. Get a ball screen for Middleton, pick and roll. Nice roll by Middleton, but nothing there. Jumper by Heckman at the right wing is no good. Rebound to Oswald.
Good look there for Heckman, just didn't go. And Heckman's had, at least with the game that we had early on, was having a hard time with his shot and in limited playing time on Tuesday.
He looked good last night against Opie. Grimmett, right wing, up top to Oswald. Left side to Reese. Hovestad getting a hand on it. Reese recovering, attacking the basket, driving baseline. Throws it up over the outstretched arms of Trevor Quaney, and it falls through for Kyle Reese, trimming the lead to three. Winters at the point. Man-to-man defense by Landon Grimmett. Left side to Heckman. Go up top to Quaney. Quaney can stretch the defense for a 6-8 frame. Middleton, right baseline. Turns and faces, kicks it up top to Hovestad. Thought about a three, will drive into the elbow. Jumper there. It bounces off the back of the rim and falls through.
Boy, that you rarely see a shot, even with a decent type of arch there from a player, come off the rim that flat. It's almost like the basketball was flat and decided to go in anyway.
Oswald on the right wing, bounce pass to Shoemaker, nice cut to the basket, through the net and good for the sophomore Shoemaker. 7-4, Burlingame's advantage, 5:35 to play in the first quarter.
Nice job by Shoemaker to take advantage of a little bit of a soft wing there and go unmolested there with the basket.
Quaney at the right elbow, behind his back, picks up his dribble at the foul line, now left side to Winters. Winters getting a ball screen from Middleton, thought about it at the foul line, now in the corner of the Heckman, lob inside of the post to Quaney. He'll be triple-teamed. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline is off the mark. Rebound to Grimmett. Grimmett looking to push. Timeline. Now right side to Reese. Reese on the wing. Now foul line. Up top to Oswald. The big man thought about it. Skip to the left side to Shoemaker. Now resetting the offense to Landon Grimmett. Looks like he's going to get a ball screen from Oswald. Not using it. Driving to the left baseline. Jumper from 5 feet away is short. Rebound to Quaney. Freshman Dane Winters at the point. Crossing the timeline. With the lead of 3, 7-4, 4:45 to play in the first. Winters over to Hovestad, now left side to Heckman. Heckman will look inside up top to Middleton. Middleton gets it poked away momentarily, but in the hands of Quaney. Jumper at the foul line, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, won by Luke Davies. Davies in the half court now, left side to Grimmett. Get a ball screen from Davies. Up top to Oswald. Davies, opposite block, off the glass and good.
Whenever Quaney comes up to the free throw line or even higher than that, Lebo's found out that there's a whole lot of space on the weak side underneath, and that's the second time they've taken advantage of that.
Winters, left wing, drives left block, kipped in the corner to Heckman, now right wing, Hovestad, his shot rejected out of bounds by Shoemaker.
Boy, that looked like it was setting up for a pretty easy look at a long-range bomb there, but nice job not only by Burlingame to make that extra pass, but Lebo recognizing it was coming and getting that perimeter defense adjusted.
Inbound pass from Hovestad now. Right elbow jumper off the mark by Middleton. Rebound to Oswald. Up the court we go to Grimmett. Grimmett looking for a drive to the block. Off the glass, too short. Rebound, though, to Grayson Shoemaker, and he cleans up the mess The putback is good. Lebo with their first lead of the ball game, 8-7.
Whistle and a foul.
Landon Grimmett will pick up one in the backcourt. Heavy pressure applied against Winters.
One of the things that Lebo's doing right now is, you know, not only doing their best to pull Quaney up, closer towards midcourt, but they're trying to get back and essentially run Bruin game a little bit here, at least for the last two or three possessions, trying to get something transitioned or early in their half-court set.
Talked to Austin Clumpley pregame, and he said that, you know, outside of Opie, there's not another team as deep as them. And, of course, Burlingame devoid of two players still under suspension, and that's kind of a devastating to Eric West bench. Quaney on the elbow. He'll be fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line for two jumpers. Foul was on Zach Oswald. That's his first, team second. First one missed by Quaney.
Quaney does not look as in the rhythm as we saw him earlier in the week against Madison.
Second one from Quaney. Good. Ties it at 8. 3:29 to play in the first. Grimmett at the point will be picked up in a man-to-man defense by Dane Winters. Gets a ball screen from Oswald. Pull-up jumper at the elbow, well short. Rebound to Heckman, and Heckman will be poked to the floor by Kyle Reese. That'll be Kyle's first, team's third.
When you have a size advantage one way or the other, you know there's going to be a lot of physicality in a game, and especially for the team that does not have that. You're going to have to put a body on not only the big man, but you're going to have to do that across the floor, and we're seeing that early here.
Austin Clumpy getting into that bench. Corey Reese, Austin Bailey, and Colin Whalen into the ball game.
Boy, it looked like
time.
You could have gotten Grimmett for the foul.
Absolutely.
Absent that, you could have gotten Winters for having the ball go off of him last, and it would have been Burlingame's ball underneath, or Lebo's ball underneath its own basket.
Burlingame with it. Winters attacking the basket at the elbow. Dribbling it out to the wing now. Grimmett not giving an inch. Nice pick by Middleton. He has it on the left wing. He'll back down Bailey to the block. Turns and faces, trying to find Quaney in the middle of the lane. It's passed a little bit too strong. Quaney unable to handle it. Into the hands of Whalen now. Left side to Davies. Davies attacking the hoop. And I think they're going to call a travel on the drive. No, they're going to call a block on that dribble drive there by Luke Davies. Foul's going to be against Matthew Heckman, his first, team's first. Shoemaker back into the ball game. He'll sub out Grimmett. 8-8 our score, 2:50 to play in the first quarter. Shoemaker lob to the elbow to Davies, back to Shoemaker, and a shot rejected by Quaney, back to Davies. Davies turnaround jumper at the foul line is missed, and Quaney will bang down Grayson Shoemaker on the putback. That'll be Quaney's first, team second.
Nice job by Lebo following up there with you know, the first shot being missed, but Shoemaker, essentially the ball came right to him.
First one rimming out by Shoemaker. Many thanks to Gwen Longmine with Eck Real Estate for making these broadcasts possible. Gwen helped buyers and sellers with home, farm, ag land, and lake house sales in 2021. See how she can help you at GwenLongmine.com. Second one missed by Shoemaker as well, so score remains knotted at 8, 2.5 to play in the first. Hovestat in the corner of the Heckman. He'll get a ball screen to Middleton, not using it. Driving the baseline, Davies set for days, and he will pick up the charge call against Matthew Heckman. That'll be his second, team's third.
Heckman's able to swing his body a little bit. He turns that into a blocking foul, but he went basically in straight, and that's pretty much going to get your charge on most occasions.
Shoemaker into the elbow to Bailey. Bailey? Go left side to Davies. Now the Whalen left wing. Whalen, the senior, will get a ball screen from Davies. Now back to Bailey. Right side, Shoemaker. Nice crossover to create some distance on Heckman. Throw up a baseline jumper on the right side. It's short. Rebound to Heckman. Heckman still with it in the half court. Go right side to Hovestat. Hovestat, get a ball screen from Quaney. Nice pick and roll. Quaney unable to handle the pass, but recovers in the Heckman left corner jumper for a Cody Thurston of Midwest Land Group 3.
Man, that did not look like it was going to end well for Burlingame until Quaney got it right at the tail end with three red jerseys around him and got it out to the perimeter.
Whalen in the corner, looking to drive, finding Austin Bailey at the block. Quaney defending, and then a loose ball foul. Grayson Shoemaker, Matthew Heckman fighting for it. It's going to go against Grayson Shoemaker. That'll be his first, team's fourth. Jonas Conradi, Landon Grimmett back to the scorer's table. J.D. Tyson, the 5'4 freshman for the Bearcats, subbing out Heckman. Kwaney, the tallest member of the Lyon County League, and I think J.D. Tyson has a pretty good chance to be the smallest. So a pretty good high-low matchup for Eric West he throws out there. 120 to play in this first quarter. Burlingame leading things by three, 11-8. Middleton at the right elbow, left unattended. He'll fire up a shot, banked in.
Wow.
Falling through for Colby Middleton.
Well, yeah, you're right. Nobody for Lebo really thought of him as much of an offensive threat there. So when he got to the free throw line, oh, wow, I'm all by myself. Well, might as well.
5-point advantage for the Bearcats. Grimmett at the point. Over to Kyle Reese. Now right side to Grimmett. Now corner to Conradi. Conradi back to Grimmett. Thought about a three. Now to Shoemaker at the elbow. Back to Conradi. Right wing deep from Grimmett. It's off the mark. Rebound going to be won by Kyle Reese. Now Shoemaker left wing three. Short. Rebound pulled down by Colby Middleton. 30 seconds to play for the Bearcats. And a one-handed pass stolen right back by the Wolves. Conradi with the steal. Now the Shoemaker. Right corner to Grimmett. Three on the wing. Back of off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound to Kwaney. Hovestat now in the corner trying to catch the Wolves in transition. Errant pass taken back by Reese. 15 seconds and counting here to go in the first quarter. Wolves trailing things by 5, 13-8. 9 seconds and counting now. Down to 6. Reese with it. Reese left wing. Attacking the hoop. Finding Conradi on the backside. Fadeaway jumper at the buzzer is off the mark. So after 8 minutes of play, Burlingame leads Lebo 13-8. We'll take a quick break and come back to continued coverage of the 101st Annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Have you been to the Heidi Inn in Lebo lately? It's the place to go for a great home-cooked meal. The Heidi Inn has daily specials every Monday through Saturday, like their Monday Mexican food special. It's also a great gathering spot for game day, so you can enjoy delicious food and take in games on TV. Come hungry, come to the Heidi Inn in Lebo, located on 3rd Street. Families are welcome. Jill and the crew at the Heidi Inn are proud to support the Lebo Wolves on and off the court.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Deeker alongside Chuck Samples. 13-8 we find ourselves as we get set to begin the second quarter. Burlingame with a 5-point advantage. Remind you guys that our video coverage all week long brought to you in part by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. With 32 televisions in high definition and a mega screen, enjoy great food from sandwiches to aged steaks. Bruff's can also take care of all your catering needs. Bruff's at 2640 West 18th in Emporia.
Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it, right about now?
Real good. Real good, Chuck. Floater at the mid lane by Grayson Shoemaker is short. Rebound to the Bearcats.
Lebo right now has missed its last 8 shots from the floor.
They really struggled last night against Madison, trying to find shots to fall through. Kwaney underneath, turns and faces. Tough to defend that when you're
6'8". When he's 6'8 and you're not.
Correct. Grimmett, the Shoemaker, right elbow jumper. No good.
Oh.
Rebound fought for and won by Hovestad. 7-point advantage for the Bearcats, their largest of the night, and they're looking to add to it. 15-8. J.D. Tyson in the right corner. Up top to Middleton. Now left wing to Winters. Winters lob inside to Kwaney at the elbow. Turnaround jumper. Off the mark to the left side and rebound to Davies. Davies looking to push. Davies at the foul line. Crossing over Kwaney. Puts it on the floor and stolen by Chris Hovestad. Hovestad up the court we go. On the right side. The J.D. Tyson up top to Middleton. Now left wing. The Hovestad thought about a three. Now up top the Winters to reset the offense. Right corner to Tyson. Tyson up top to Middleton. Left side to Winters. Lob inside to Kwaney. Left block. Turns and faces.
Oh,
does
man.
Not get it to fall through. He was fading away. Rebound to the Wolves. Now Lennon Grimmett streaking down the other way. Beating everyone down the court. And then
foul on Kwaney, I think.
Kwaney getting it blocked off the backboard. But they're going to call Kwaney on the foul. That'll be his second.
Wow. And at the other end here too, Michael, you know, one of the things that you could see the defense jumping in when that pass came into him as Grimmett's at the foul line here.
Knocking down the first of two foul shots.
But Quaney kind of put himself in a bit of harm's way when he put the ball on the floor. If he turned faded, you know, the fadeaway shot is what he wound up with, but if he turned and just shot immediately, then probably would have, he may not have gotten the shot to go, but he would have avoided that secondary player coming in on the back end of it.
Foul shot missed by Grimmett. Middleton at the foul line, now mid lane, off the window and good. Nice attack to the basket by Colby Middleton. Extends the lead to 8, 17-9, 6 minutes to play in the first half.
Talking about those secondary players, Quaney does not have his shot, at least early on, but Middleton has played well early.
Grimmett jumper at the elbow is short, rebound to Quaney.
10 straight misses here for Lebo.
Winters in the half court. Now to Brandon, punches the sophomore for Burlingame. Quaney, turnaround jumper. Rebound to Davies as it's short. Stolen right back by Matthew Heckman. Drive to the basket, off the window and good. We're going to have a timeout taken by Austin Klumpy. His team reeling here. It's a 30-second timeout, so we will stay here right here. Remind you guys that our timeouts this week brought to you by McDonald's on 1202 West 6th Avenue. Feed the family with a bundle meal. Get a $12 cheeseburger pack with two cheeseburgers, two medium fries, and 20 chicken McNuggets. Leading with food back-to-back reads there, Chuck. I don't know if that's the smartest idea here.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those things where we're, you know, you're quite a bit of ways from food now because you get the next couple
the
of games on top of
right
that.
Here.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, the next couple of games, Tegan Trahoon just getting here, and I think that might have been who ZZ Top was talking about. That is a sharp-dressed man here.
I know.
Maybe KBWE-TV can get a picture of him to see what he looks like.
I think we can make that work here a little bit after halftime. We'll see.
Chris behind us, the silent partner in our broadcast, shaking his head. So we'll see if we can get Chris talk into it. But a 10-point advantage for the Burlingame Bearcats. Lebo trying to stop an 0-for-10 drought. Oswald over to Conrad. He passed momentarily, goes through his hands. Conrad attacking the basket. Actually, that's Colin Whalen. Whalen's shot off the mark. And rebound to the Bearcats.
And you could see Quaney's presence, even though he wasn't really in the neighborhood. Whalen definitely rushed that shot because he could at least see Quaney nearby.
Quaney at the right elbow. Turns and faces to the block, throws up a shot. He was triple teamed, and they tag him on the arm, so he'll go to the line for two foul shots.
Quaney was looking around the perimeter to see if he had an outlet. Didn't see one immediately, so he faced up and tried to power his way through.
Foul shot good by Quaney. Quaney up to 6 points now. Lead the way for the Bearcats.
We mentioned here Lebo now at, 11 straight misses. Plus you're now starting to tack on turnovers and you're losing the rebounding battle here. So things are really not tilting in Lebo's favor here midway through the second quarter.
Second one good by Quaney. Lead out the 12.
Bearcats look like they're going to pick up near at least one-third court here to try and make things a little bit more miserable for Lebo.
Oswald, left wing, finding Corey Reese. Reese, the elbow to the block, kicking it out to the corner. The Grimmett three in the corner is good. That was a much-needed three for Landon Grimmett with a Midwest Land Group three. And an 0-for-10 drought, 0-for-11.
0-for-11.
Quaney, elbow jumper off the mark, rebound to Shoemaker. Shoemaker at the elbow, spin move, into the mid lane, up and under, off the opposite block, kissing the glass and falling through for Grayson Shoemaker, a nice 5-0 run, the pull within single digits.
Considering how things have gone here the last, you know, almost full quarter here for Lebo, the fact that they're only down 7, that's a bonus.
Heckman driving, that'll be his third, out of control, and Luke Davies gets him with another charge.
Can't tilt into another player, and you can't hit him like almost square in the sternum. Can't do that.
21-14, just about halfway through here in the second quarter. Burlingame with the advantage. Third place boys game. Madison Girls taking third place over Opie just moments ago. Davies at the foul line. Now to Kyle Reese. Kyle Reese jumper at the foul line is good.
Boy, that high weave or the side weave that they started here about four possessions ago, that looks like it may have finally started to unlock the offense, and it's getting some pretty decent looks out of it.
7-0 run by Lebo, and we're going to have a steal taken by Grayson Shoemaker. Breakaway on the other end. Off the glass and good for Grayson Shoemaker. A 9-0 run will result in a full timeout taken by Eric West. We'll take a quick 30-second break with him. But Burlingame leads 21-18, 3.5 to play in the half.
Hi, I'm the third little pig. You know, the one who built his house out of bricks. Well, despite threats from the big bad wolf,
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll...
Yada, yada, yada. I'm still living in that same magnificent house built by Grimmett Construction.
Grimmett Construction's been in the masonry business for 6 generations and specialize in new home construction. Call Jeff or Scott at 343-0174 to start the process to build your happily ever after in a house made of brick or any other material you choose from Grimmett Construction.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. You know, we were mentioning, Chuck, that Lebo struggling from the field there into the first quarter, halfway through this second quarter, but they have found a rhythm, reeling off 9 straight points.
Yeah, part of it was just a change in the offensive philosophy as opposed to, you know, the dribble drive into traffic. The high weave, Burlingame's defense has not reacted well to that here in the quarter. So Lebo's gotten some open looks in mid-range jumpers, which is, Greg and I were talking about earlier, becoming a lost art in basketball. A three-pointer from Landon Grimmett. He's really struggled all tournament long to get his shot, so it's good for him to get that. And then on top of that, a couple of turnovers, including a transition bucket here. So Lebo, which hadn't really been in the game, is right back in it.
Overstat to Quaney, left elbow jumper. Too strong. Rebound to Oswald. Shoemaker begins to dab the court. Breakaway. Off the window and good. Shoemaker leading the way with 10 points for the Wolves. They've trimmed it to 1. An 11-0 run by Lebo. 21-20, 3 minutes to play in the half. Middleton right wing. Into punches at the elbow. Pump fake, drive. Will be knocked to the floor, and he'll go to line for 2 foul shots.
You can take your pick. A couple of players from Lebo bumped him.
They're going to give that to Zach Oswald. That'll be his second, team sixth.
That does mean free throws here for punches.
First one off the back of the rim, no good.
Neither team shooting all that well. Burlingame 3 of 5 with one more coming. Lebo's just 1 of 5 from the stripe so far.
Second one from punches. Looked short but gets a friendly roll. Ends the run by Lebo. Extends the lead to Burlingame to 2. Shoemaker up top of the key over to Kyle Reese, right wing. Reese dribbling with his left against the man-to-man defense. Goes right corner to the Oswald. He'll fire a 3 in the corner. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Chris Hovestad.
I don't think that's the shot Austin Klumpy wanted his big man to take.
I would have to agree with you, Chuck. Hovestad, left side to Middleton. Middleton looks inside, nothing there. One-handed pass to Hovestad, right side. Lob into Quaney. He'll be triple-teamed. Turn and face, fadeaway jumper, short, gets his own rebound. No, Davies takes it away from him, and Quaney comes into him. That'll be his 3rd.
Yeah, Quaney was trying. That is such an unfortunate deal for Quaney, not so much on the missed shot, because that his shot has just been off target all game. But, you know, he's trying to avoid essentially falling flat on the Lebo player, and just how the ball came in and how the Lebo player was able to catch the ball. It didn't happen. Just landed right on top of him. Now he's got 3 fouls, and he's got a sip.
Burlingame giving up a 1.5 as J.D. Tyson comes into the ballgame. Davies gets it poked away. Now to Shoemaker, left wing. Quaney and Matthew Heckman, 2 starters for Burlingame on the bench with 3 fouls. Reese, lob inside, taken away by Brandon Punches, and he'll be fouled. So that should be 1-1 now, and we're in the bonus. Yep. 17 foul for Lebo.
5th turnover for Lebo as well. 4 for Burlingame, so that stat's pretty even.
Zach Oswald, that'll be his 3rd as well, so he'll have to sit the rest of the way here in the half. Jonas Conradi back into the ballgame for the Wolves. Burlingame rocking a nice mascot over there to the left side, Chuck. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've seen that one before.
New.
A grimacing Bearcat. Free throw good by Punches. 23-20, Burlingame with the lead, 1:52 to play in the half.
It's kind of rare to see mascots this day and age, to be honest.
Well short on the second free throw, but punches following the shot. His putback rejected, but in the hands of Hovestad up top to Tyson. Tyson left side to Winters. 1:40 and counting in the half. Winters driving, kicking it to Tyson now. The punches. Punches right side to Hovestad. Thought about a three. Will decide to drive. Layup off the mark. Rebound to the Wolves. Grayson Shoemaker with 10. Drive to the basket. Picks up his dribble. Left side to Kyle Reese. Three on the wing. Good. Tie. Ball game. After trailing things by 12, here in the second quarter, we're tied at 23.
First game was awfully tight. You saw that. And we could be down for a really tight finish, although we got a full half plus to go here.
I did not see that, but I wish I did, Chuck. Fadeaway jumper from Colby Middleton off the mark. Rebound to Shoemaker. Wolves pushing the other way in the corner to Grimmett. Heat check in the corner. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Hovestad. 50 seconds to play here in the half. 23 all. Hovestad will be trapped far sideline. One-handed pass somehow finding the hands of J.D. Tyson.
It was not intended for him. He was looking for Winters, and that was nowhere close. Sometimes it's good to have a backup.
We're going to have an illegal screen on Colby Middleton at the top of the key.
Five turnovers now on Burlingame.
That'll be his first, team seventh. 35.6 seconds on the clock.
Lebo was not dead in the game, but they were dead in the water here early in the second quarter. And that, 10-0 run certainly got them to life. And changing defensive intensity, changing offensive game plan, really giving the Lebo Wolves a good look at things here as we close out the half.
Kyle Reese to Landon Grimmett. Lebo looking for their first lead since early in the first quarter. Conradi, right elbow or right block. His shot rimming out, no good. Rebound to Middleton. 6 seconds for the Bearcats. Up the court we go to J.D. Tyson. 3 seconds. Skipped right side to Dane Winters. Winters elbow jumper at the buzzer is no good. One half has gone by, and our score, 23 Burlingame, 23 Lebo. We'll take a quick break, tally our stats, and analyze that first half. But you have been listening to the 101st Annual Lyon County League Tournament Championship Saturday on Country 101.7 FM.
The City of Madison is a proud community with lots to offer growing families. Madison has an active business community and an excellent K-12 school system. Community benefits include a swimming pool, library, community building, museum, and a 9-hole public golf course. Building sites are available. You couldn't pick a better place to raise a family than Madison, Hidden Valley of the Flint Hills. And good luck to the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
Scott Reddick, owner of Scott's Welding Service, started his company in 1993 with one welding truck and a lot of determination. Today, Scott's Welding has a welding truck dedicated to 24-hour field services, welding shops in both Great Bend and Emporia, and a staff that takes pride in their workmanship and customer service. From